الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. Before getting on with our subject of today, with regard to yesterday, we spoke about ladies who wear the ninja type burqa, what they call, with the eyes open. So for a lady who was not in burqa, she comes in and in and she's attracted by that, well and good, but then not the whole life she just wears that. She should go on to the actual burqa, and that is covering the face, including the eyes also. And also those who were wearing the full burqa, they mustn't change over to that niqab where the eyes are left open. They must also maintain that. We mustn't go from higher to lower, must go from lower to higher. Also, certain things which I mentioned, it's not for everyone to quote it again, especially young ulama. There are elderly people sitting and they take an offense. When an old man says, they don't mind, they tolerate it. But we mustn't just quote everything. Sometimes you can land yourself in boiling water also. So further, where we have to keep roza of the tongue also, and that is purify the tongue. And this is the time for us to purify our tongue. Hopefully, especially those who are fortunate, and this is another separate point also, whom Allah has given the opportunity to come for 30 days, for 40 days, for a week, 10 days, whatever amount of time. Make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And think of those people who have to go to their shops, who have to go to offices, factories. For them, mainly what is Ramzan? Only rozas and taraweeh. Besides that, they find it difficult to add in something else. Tilawat somehow, some might manage some tilawat, but otherwise they have a very busy schedule. They have to get to work early, and in some countries where the times are so odd also. So make lot of shukr that Allah has freed us completely. And one of the main aspects of that shukr is that we value this time. Those people, they have to go to shop early, the whole day they are working. If they just manage jamaat namaz, if there is a masjid near, they are lucky. Otherwise, they don't have the opportunity. Allah has put everything that ruhani, that the spiritual dastarkhan, Allah has laid it out for us. We are free. We can have enough rest also comfortably, and we attend the programs also, to our individual ibadat also. And if we are still negligent, then this will be very sad. Those people, if they are negligent, you can say that the pressure of work, the human being, how much can he manage? There may be some excuse, leeway. But for us, where Allah has kept us completely free, our food is ready found, our washing is done, every need is being seen too. We are only here for one thing, for our ibadat, for our tarbiyat, for our islah, to find the love of Allah, to find taqwa, so we shouldn't be negligent. Make shukr also. Allah gave us this opportunity, then use it properly. Don't waste it also. So we should use this to purify our tongues. So in the khanqa, there shouldn't be cause for us to become angry. Usually a person, where he finds an easy way to let out his frustration and anger is the wife. So the wife also is not here. Other people, we show good akhlaq to other people. But with the wife, we treat her as we want to, which is not the case, and which we have to remedy also. But yeah, the wife also is not there. Then the others we find where we shout always are the children. Children are also not here. So now we should have that also. The workers also are not here. So we show good akhlaq. So keep our tongues pure. Let us lie. There shouldn't be any lies. No cause for a lie. If lying is haram totally, but in the outside world, a person might think, people say, you can't be a politician without lying. You can't do business without lying, which is not true, of course, Islamically. But here, if you can't say that you can't be in i'tikaf without lying, where does a lying come in here? So keep our tongues pure. Vulgar language, swearing, foul language, that should not be the case at all. We should keep ourselves pure of all these things. So keep our tongues pure. Keep our eyes pure. People who have to go to shops, offices, work, people who are traveling at airports, who are working in airports, who are working with passengers, what kind of dressing, what kind of a world is out there. Yet there isn't a woman to be seen. If a person wants to see a woman, he'll have to make real effort, a real woman. Otherwise, on the cell phone, which is also haram, don't look there also, avoid that also totally. And mashallah, some of our friends, as we mentioned at the beginning, try what is i'tikaf, seclusion, and what for what we have come. Whether even we have just come for our islah, we're not making the niyat of i'tikaf also, is we should cut ourselves off from everyone. MashaAllah, some of our friends, young brothers, they are maintaining this properly. And they're taking permission if they want to make one phone call also. So we should maintain that, the seclusion. So don't go on the filth and dirt on the cell phone also, or in any other way. Don't open the internet of the heart and we start fantasizing, we start thinking. Keep it all, keep our eyes clear. The outside eyes of the head also, and the eyes of the heart also. And a person, which we have mentioned many times, and which is absolutely true, a person who closes the eyes of his head to haram, to undesirable things, Allah opens the eyes of the heart to himself. And to such secrets, and to such knowledge, to such wisdom, which other people cannot imagine. In fact, with regard to the tongue also, it comes in a hadith, a person who keeps quiet for 40 days, for Allah's sake, Allah will open, Allah will make the fountains of wisdom gush from his bosom. Allah will open his heart up and he will speak such words of wisdom. So one person, when he heard this, he kept quiet for 40 days. But after 40 days, nothing happened. No words of wisdom came on his tongue. So he asked the sheikh who had advised him, so he asked, why did you keep quiet? So he said, the words of wisdom come on my tongue. But you say the hadith say, lillah, for Allah's sake, for Allah's pleasure. Not that the words of wisdom come on your tongue. So if a person keeps roza of the tongue, and that is, eat only what is, speak only what is absolutely necessary. Avoid all unnecessary talk. One of our young friends was discussing about ghibat, and this happens when the minute you sit in a discussion, almost inevitably we fall into ghibat these days. So where you have to speak what is necessary, even with your wife and children, joke with them, laugh with them also, but don't just now for the sake of talking just keep on talking. There also you will fall into ghibat. We must be aware that ghibat comes with the family also. We discuss the day's things today. Now we discuss one person at work today. Today this person in a masjid did this, and we talk how he was behaving. Now we have fallen into ghibat. So we must be very careful that otherwise ghibat and all these things will destroy all the noor of our ibadat. It is like, for example, you are having wonderful biryani, this ruhani, the dasturkhan which Allah has laid out, wonderful roast. And by this wrong things, it is like, now in that biryani, you went and add some poison. You added some urine in there. You added some stool in there. Who will want to eat now? So all this wonderful dasturkhan of Ramzan, which Allah has given us, the main menu, the main cause of this meal is roza and tarawih. Then with all the others, the namazes, the five times namaz, tilawat, zikr. But if we add some poison to that, if we add some stool to that, something which is haram, na'uzu billah, if somebody brings some wine and adds it in there, if somebody brings some pork and puts it there, now you won't want to eat on that table also. So keep the dasturkhan pure and clean, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then the other roza that we must keep, roza of the ears, purify our ears also. And like the eye is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So use it to see the right things. And look at Quran Sharif, so many right things to see. And don't abuse it. Don't look at the wrong things. The tongue, what a ni'mat of Allah. And all this thing, that if Allah had made me blind, how should my life be? I should have been deprived of seeing so many, forget my own needs, Allah's great qudrat. Fantastic Allah Ta'ala's system of the whole world. I shouldn't have been able to see that. If Allah had made me dumb, what should my life have been? How should I, my life, Allah gave me a tongue. Now when Allah gave it to me, the true shukr, one is, we should also make the shukr sometimes to Allah Ta'ala for all the ni'mats. Sometimes take out the time and for each ni'mat individually refer to it and thank Allah Ta'ala. You gave me eyes, you gave me a tongue, you gave me ears, mentally I am stable, I'm not a mad person. Emotionally I'm stable, I haven't got all problems in my heart and all different things. You kept me safe, my legs are in order, I'm not paralyzed, I haven't got a stroke, my hands, legs are functioning, my brain is functioning. How lot shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes take the time when lying on bed, for example, then to make shukr. And sometimes in few words for all your ni'mats, ya Allah. And quickly let it just run through your mind. What ni'mats? That is within the human. Then what ni'mats around us? If, for example, a person is sleeping comfortably at home, nicely, no problem. And suddenly the geyser bursts. And the water all starts coming down. Middle of your sleep, where are you going to find a plumber 2 o'clock in the morning? Now what problems you'll have? May Allah forbid, there is an electrical short and it causes a fire. Anything can happen. Water and electricity are wonderful slaves, but they are terrible masters. As long as they slave for you and work for you, mashallah. But if they are your master and they take over, then you are destroyed. So all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, a person. So the ear also, what a ni'mat. And the structure of the ear, we should also think about that. That how Allah has made it. Ulama have explained, like a funnel. Like we have a bottle with a narrow mouth, the top of it very narrow. And we have to pour something inside, you're going to mess quite a bit. So you put a funnel. And the funnel got a big mouth, and the end of it is very small, so that goes in there. Now to pour in the funnel is very easy. If you just turn your head like this sideways, you will see that your ear is a real funnel. That the outer part of the head, ear is big. Then the passage, the canal that goes in, is like the thin part of the funnel. And Allah has made it that sounds of 360 degrees, the ear catches all that sounds. It comes into the ears, and the structure of the ear is also fantastic. How then it goes then through the canal, through the little passage, and then the little bones which are there. They would like in musical instruments they use that also. They learnt it from ear. And from ear, how it is sent to the brain, and how the brain is working out the meaning. Just think for a little while. As I am talking, I am not just talking like this. The whole subject is being formed in the brain. And at what speed? A person who speaks all the time. And I'm speaking, well, it's not that fast. But the 2-year-old little child that blabbers so much all the time, how much isn't it speaking? How isn't the brain working? And even for me to speak now, the brain has to work. It is there, it is formed, and it comes onto the tongue, and it comes out as words, etc. These words are falling on your pulse ears. Everyone, see where we are sitting in different directions. The words are reaching everyone. And today, with the live streaming, it's reaching everywhere in the world also. And then it falls onto the ears. The ears catches all that. And then it goes into the canal. It goes to the brains. The brains then decipher it again. Like with those people who can remember the old telex machine. Before telegrams, there was a telex machine. Where they used to type the message, and on that side, the machine types it out again. Like the fax machine today, you put in your paper, and the paper comes out there with the same thing what is on the, what you put in here. In those days, there wasn't fax and all that. So, the telex machine, that they used to just type it here, and the typewriter there types it out the same message there. So this year what is being spoken, it's going into the brains and it's now making the meanings. Now in 1 minute, how many words, how many sentences are spoken? The brain is doing all this. And the brain is the Qudrat of Allah. Allah has made it. And how Allah has made the brain also, and every other part of the body. When Musa alayhi salatu was salam was asked that, what was the question? That how do you... فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَىٰ. My Rabb, my Allah, is that being who أَعْطَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. Its outward form, the architect of everything is Allah Ta'ala. And all the inside qualities also Allah Ta'ala has made. And Allah has created insan from a drop of sperm. In fact, from less than a drop of sperm also. Insan is made. And in that, Allahu Akbar, we get today taken aback and we are overtaken with a microchip that on your credit card, just that magnetic tape and what information is kept in there. Or in the, on your chip, what you put into your cell phone, you put your, what is it? A SIM card. All these things, what information is connect in that one drop of sperm, Allah put the material of the brain, which is completely different from the material of the heart. It is all in there, from there it is formed again. In there, Allah Ta'ala put the material of the brain, which is soft, very soft, very soft. And the heart also, very soft. But for the protection of the brain, in that same little drop of sperm, Allah put the material of the strong skull that is so strong that protects the brain. And Allah put in there the material for the rib cage to protect the heart and all the other vital organs here. The liver, the pancreas, the kidneys, all that which Allah has put here to protect all the lungs, all this Allah has put in there. In that little chip of Allah Ta'ala, Allah put the material of our nails also. And the material of the hair that grows on the body also, of the skin also. Allahu Akbar. So think that in there Allah put the material of my ears also. What a great ni'mat that Allah has given us this ears. And in all this, when we see, see Allah. When you smell, smell Allah. When you hear, hear Allah. Allah is everywhere. And Allah's qudrat is such, as we had explained, that normal office hours, government hours around the world are between 9 and 4, roughly, that is the time. But Allah's office hours are 24 hours. And yeah, if you go 5 to 4 to an office, you want your work done. We're closing now. Everything is closed. In fact, most government offices left half an hour before time. Or 1 hour before time, you won't even find. You'll find the place closed also. Allah's offices are 24 hours. And at the best hours by Allah Ta'ala, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, when there is complete silence, deafening silence everywhere, Allah's offices are open. And by Allah's offices, if you make a phone call, and for a phone call, you don't need a phone also. You don't need airtime also. You don't need your battery to be charged also. You don't need a antenna, reception also. You just pick up your two hands. And if you can't do that also, just from your heart you make connection. That connection also. And Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept a secretary who will tell you the boss is gone out. Or the boss is in a meeting. Allah is never gone out. Allah is never in a meeting. Allah will receive your call 24 hours. And 2 o'clock in the morning, Allah will receive your call. And when you do call on Allah Ta'ala, there isn't a tape recorded machine recording also. A message that tells you that for English press 1. And for Afrikaans press 2. For Zulu press 3. No. Whichever language, and you haven't got a language, you are dumb, Allah will hear you even more. And if you are deaf, you will hear Allah even more. Allah's message will come in your heart. So what, how Allah speaks to a person. So anyway, this ear also is a great ni'mat. It also has to be used, it must not be abused also. Use it for great things. And to understand the usage of the ear, one time, I was by Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palan Puri, rahmatullah alayh, in his room in Markaz Nizamuddin. And Hadrat had a sore on his leg, and one of his khadims was rubbing some medicine for it. In that time, Maulana Mufti Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, also came into the room. And he saw this, so he asked, what's wrong? So he said, I've got the sore, and he's putting some medicine for me. What, some ointment, whatever. So Maulana immediately said that that is above the knee, and that is sitter. So it's so Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Anpuri Rahmatullah said, but my lungi is over, it's covering it. So he said, what to see is haram, to touch also is haram. So if for another person to touch it also is haram. So it is not permissible. MashaAllah, their hearts immediately, Maulana accepted, yes, it's right. And then he stopped that person immediately. So in this way, what to see is haram, to hear about it is haram. What to speak is haram, to hear is also haram. And from here we can also understand, which comes in the hadith, that to read Quran Sharif, there is more sawab. To listen to Quran Sharif, there is one sawab. To read, there is ten. Some other narrations got it differently. But what it shows, that what you read, and to hear that is also sawab. So what you speak is haram, to hear it also is haram. And from there we can also understand a common question many brothers ask, the 40 duruds that we read. That actually is, you must read durud. But to read durud is also sawab, to listen to durud is also sawab. There is absolutely no doubt, the reader gets the most sawab. But to listen to it also, like to read Qur'an is sawab, to listen to Qur'an is sawab. So how can it be that to read Durood Sharif is sawab and to listen to it is not sawab? It is also definitely sawab also, and a sawab of a great, great, great value. So anyway, whatever is to speak is haram, ghibat. To listen to ghibat is also haram. And the listener, and also we should understand that most of these crimes of the tongue cannot be done without a listener. When you listen, if you want to make ghibat and the person gets up and walks away, now that you've got no audience, what are you going to speak now? You just have to keep quiet. You want to swear somebody, that person just goes away. Now who are you going to swear? You're going to swear the spook? Who are you going to swear? Unless you are like those people, you get those people also. A mechanic, for example, is working and his things are not coming right and he swears the tools also. And he swears whatever he's working on, he swears that also. But a sane person, and these are regarded as learned people who do all this, who swear all this. Sane person, he won't swear all the tools and all the other things, etc. But these people who are so out of mind, that they swear all these things also. So anyway, these gunas of the tongue take place when the ear is also present. And the same way the ibadat of the tongue takes place when the ears. I'm making bayan now. If there was no one here, I should also sit quiet. May do my own little whatever Allah gift, tawfiq, zikr, tilawat, whatever it is. So when the tongue and the ear, they go together. So we should be very, very careful and realize that whatever, though I'm not speaking, you are an accomplice to this sin. And you are an accomplice to the crime. If somebody is making ghibat, backbiting about somebody, you are listening to it, you are an equal accomplice. And you get the same guna of the one who is speaking also. So for that, what our buzurg say, what is the actual thing? Stop the person. Tell him, brother, this is wrong what you are saying. And you don't have to be rude also. That is another very important thing also. That our buzurgs have explained, they have given such a beautiful example, that whenever you enforce the law of Allah Ta'ala, think of silk. Silk is so soft, so enjoyable to handle silk. A person enjoys it. But it is so strong that two elephants pulling at it can't tear it apart also. And bulletproof vests are made from silk also. A bullet can't penetrate silk, so strong. But it is so soft on the other hand. So whenever we have to establish, maintain, and bring about the law of Sharia, whether it is in the home, with the wife, with the children, anywhere, whether it is an imam in a masjid, whether it is the principal in a madrasa, whatever you want to bring right, your attitude must be soft, but be firm and strong also. Don't be soft. Now you agree, now you don't agree. Be firm. What is the right thing? وَإِذَا عَزَمْتُمْ فَإِذَا عَزَمْ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then trust on Allah Ta'ala. But in the implementing it, use a soft nature. Use a way that you win everyone's heart. One king saw a dream that all his teeth fell out. So he asked one person for an interpretation of the dream. So he said that, O king, you are going to die before all your children are going to die in your lifetime. All your teeth have fallen out. All your children will die in your lifetime. So the king is a king, and those days king immediately gallows. What a bad interpretation he gave me. He asked the interpretation to another person, the same dream. He gave the same interpretation, but the words that he used, you will outlive your children. You will live longer than your children. So he was very happy, I'm going to get a big life, long life. But the same meaning that your children will die before you, but the way you say it. So this is very important, how to get through to people. And then inshallah, you will win people over. You'll get the same work done, and you'll win them over. But when you use the wrong words, you use the wrong tone, you are harsh, and you are firm and stern, and like the iron fist you want to do, you will lose your wife also, you will lose your children. You will break their hearts, and it's possible that even physically you will lose them. They will leave you and they'll run away, which is happening today. How many wives run away? Children leave the houses. So the application must be in a very mild way and in a very nice way. But the bringing up of our children, the tarbiyat of our wives, etc., all of them use the correct application. So the ear is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So all the things that are haram to speak are haram to hear also. To speak ghibat is haram. To hear ghibat is also. To sing is haram. To hear music is also haram. Our Ustad Mufti Amjad Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he went for Umrah this many years ago now. And he says that it was Ramzan, the month of Ramadan, and Masjid and Nabawi. And it was one of the sirri namazes, Zohar or Asr namaz. And a person who had a musical tone, his ringtone on his phone was a musical tone. He was near the Imam's musalla. And in the namaz, his phone started the ring, but a musical tone. And those mics are so powerful, the Imam's mics, that they catch even the breath of the Imam. They are so powerful, those mics. So that mic picked up this music. And from the Imam's mic, in Masjid al-Nabawi, in Ramzan, music was playing in the whole Masjid al-Nabawi. And it was sirri namaz. So no other Quran Sharif came, just the music was playing. And not only those mics are outside the haram also. And there also music was playing. So how terrible, because we know, now everyone had to listen to music. So sometimes you have to listen to music involuntarily also. Like this year, for example. So many times, also this musical tone on our phones, it is so bad. You listen to it, and who are you sitting with some people? Everyone is listening to it. This is a guna which you have made, and the other people are involved in the guna. And you will get a share, full share in that guna also. This is also one thing which we must become conscious, those actions of us which are sins, which are gunas. And it isn't restricted to ourselves, but because of that we get the guna and others also get the guna. And we should make tawbah from Allah Ta'ala for this type of gunas also. Like the cell phone, it rings. Now other people are in guna. Sometimes in the masjid, namaz is carrying on, and somebody's cell phone, and it's a musical tone. In any case, any tone, don't even have it on vibrating. When you come to the masjid, put your cell phone off. Don't have it on in any way. Don't cause a disturbance. Even that vibrating causes a disturbance to other people. So put it off. But this musical tone, and today just see how the enemy has worked, that right in front of Rozai Mubarak, today very sadly the numbers are dwindling who are reading with sincerity, with love and passion they are reading Durood. Otherwise, everyone is coming with his camera, everyone is coming with his video, and is videoing everything. And all how many people don't even make salam? Perhaps they don't know or what. They just like greet Nabi Sallallahu like this with their hand, and they're passing the what is happening. Right? And we are the cause of it. All this. Also, just a side issue related with this also, that those people who have given permission for photography, that it is permissible. And from there, it went on to TV also. Now, that's also photography, so that also becomes permissible. In fact, many years ago, in our country, certain ulama from one area, they were constrained because of their permission of photos which they had given long years ago. The other ulama is giving now, beginning now to give, which they had given long years ago. So all this pornography, they had to give permission for that also. It was permissible now. So just here, this photography, it will lead in future, which has already started, that people are making pictures, na'uzubillah, of the Sahaba radiallahu, who saw them. Pictures of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is with the permissibility of photography, it will lead to this. So those ulama who have given permission, they'll have a share of this guna of the pictures of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of the Sahaba, of the Anbiya alimus, because they gave permission for photography. And it has led, finally it will lead, openly it will come in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. But it's going to come, we can see what direction. So Shariat has always been, and those who have understood Sharia, that you close all the loopholes also. You don't allow a thing that today it's nothing, but what's going to happen tomorrow? Sharia has looked to the future. And Quran and Hadith, may Allah give us the understanding of Quran and Hadith, there is no greater gift. Don't deprive our children by sending them to universities and other places. This is the place to get the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. And then how much a person gets into it, so much Allah opens on that person. How much a person opens this minds, Allah has kept. What a mind, minds in the Quran Sharif and minds in the Hadith. One Hadith, what teachings it has got. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings of 1400 years ago, how applicable today. How alive Islam is, how practical Islam is, how new and modern and fits in every society from 1400 years, whether today it's in a village or whether it's a city. Whether it's a third world country or a first world country, Islam fits in everywhere. The principles of Islam are such. So we must be careful that giving this permission of this photography, which leads to innumerable other evils and sins. So in the same way, what we hear also, what we should be very careful about. So this music that we just discussed. So music today has become so common that it's on everyone's phone. How many of us, righteous people, upright people, but we have got some clips on the phone. Somebody, and there's some music in there also. And we listen to that also. Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Jazawumullah Khair, said, whether it's a guna of the eyes or the guna of the ears, seeing or hearing, you say just now, occasionally, sometimes, that just the cell phone rings, it's not ringing all the time, now and then or something. Others say, like a fly that comes on the table and takes a little bit of food. Continuously the people are all the time with their fans or with their hands chasing them, but they also come back all the time. They play what you call a game of drafts. Like one person, he was sitting, there were two people in a train who were traveling. One was a big built person, heavy, fat person, so he feels hot a lot. Another was a thin, skinny person, he feels cold. So the person who was thin closes the window, that the cold wind from outside feeling cold. The other man feels hot, so he opens it. So every time one closes, one opens. So after the big fat man got angry, big bull, he said, what do you think were you doing? He said, playing drafts, it's your move now. I close the window, you open it. So we are playing drafts all the time. And that also with our trousers also. Your trouser wants to go down all the time. So every time pull it up again. If your trouser is going down below the ankles, you pull it up. Your trousers work, it makes its move of going down. You make the move of picking it up. So yeah, also, what was I saying? Gee, the flies that come. So they play, make their move of coming. You make your move of chasing them away. But anyway, they are taking all the time a little, little, little. So our Shaykh say, finally they will have taken so much that they can open a hotel also. And then they'll still take so much more that they can open a motel. Not only a hotel, a motel. So the same way you're seeing every time little, little, it adds up. And it becomes a big, big factory in your mind then. What you hearing also, your music, little, little you're using, it becomes a music. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that there is a plant that grows in the desert. And in the desert, rains don't fall. Very seldom rains come. But when the rains come overnight, that plant grows 4 meters high. Huh? For 4 meters high, the normal height of our houses, the ceiling is about 2.5 meters. Or just about 3 meters, just under 3 meters. This more than that, 4 meters, overnight it grows. And it comes in the hadith that music causes hypocrisy to come in the heart faster than that plant what it grows also. So by listening to this music, it comes in the heart, all this hypocrisy. And today hypocrisy has become very common. If there is a nifaq, i'tiqadi as far as our beliefs, that also Allah knows. But nifaq amali has become so common. Today we know it is so common that the phone rings. Oh, it's an odd time. And you get in cross. Who is this who's phoning now, this time? When you pick up, then you say, oh, I was waiting for your call all the time. I'm so happy that you called. So this nifaq has become very, very common. Somebody comes to your door at an odd time, and today not even at odd time. Anytime you're not prepared to receive people. So and now you are cross and you are swearing also, who is this now? When you peep and you see somebody, that your family or somebody, your mother-in-law, and she came. Now you say, oh ma, I was waiting for you so long. So nice that you came. But in your heart is something else. And this has become so common amongst good religious people, deeni people who are active in deeni work. Like this, when you meet one another, they'll embrace you and, oh, so nice to meet you. But daggers in the heart. And blood dropping from those daggers in the heart. So this has become common, this nifaq. This is all this music that we are listening. And where and where, how can a person, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard music, he put his fingers in his ear. And other people also. And then he asked his khadim, that what call it, is the sound gone of music? Then he opened. How these people protected themselves. But today music, we ourselves on our cell phone. While making tawaf, somebody's phone rings. And it's musical tone again. All the nur and the barakat is taken away. So this music is a thing that we should be very careful. And how many people actually listen to proper music? And also another very sad thing, in the name of deen, on the radio stations, the nasheeds that there are. And there is music in the background. And sometimes very clear music in zikr of Allah Ta'ala. There is music in there also. And some countries, they have the duf actually, the drum. And they beat the drums when they are making zikr. So all this different types of music, this all is to, and a person will be deprived to listen to the music of Jannat. In Jannat, one day that will be a special day that will be that equal to the day of Friday, when people will go and meet Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. One part of it I will narrate, then Allah Ta'ala will call the Hurul Een of Jannat to sing. And when they will start singing, then the doorbells of Jannat and the leaves of the trees, all of that will join in chorus. And what a melodious sound, such music will never have been heard before that. But those who listen to music in dunya and did not make tawbah, they will be deprived. They will be deaf there. They won't get that music to listen to there. Then Allah will ask the people of Jannat, have you enjoyed? Say, Ya Allah, such enjoyment. We never heard music like this before. And it was so wonderful. And also let us remember, they will, their music and what they will be singing, the song they will be singing, they will be hymning the praises of Allah Ta'ala. And today, those people who don't get enjoyment in saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, who don't get enjoyment in there, how will they get enjoyment there? Get the ma'rifat of Allah to that extent that you start enjoying this. And you start hating the other music. All the songs, that hatred comes. You start seeing clearly the darkness in there. And you see the light in this here. So they will be singing all the praises of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, come, let me let you listen to even more better music. Allah will call Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah will let him sit on the mimbar, who is blessed with the most sweetest voice in all of Allah's creation. Allah will tell him to start reading now. And the people will go in a trance listening to that. What beautiful. But that also again, for those who did not listen to music here. Then after that, Allah Ta'ala will say, you heard like, never heard like this, Ya Allah. What wonderful, what beautiful music and beautiful song. Then Allah himself will recite. And when Allah will recite, we know that when in this world, Shaykh Abdul Samad Abdul Basit is a legend in Qiraat, and to listen to it, we don't understand Arabic, but when he listens, in fact one Shaykh, Abdul Nasser, took him with to Russia. He said also, what am I going to do in Russia? No Muslims there. If he took me to a country where there are Muslims, they will appreciate my reading. But yeah, Russia, and then there in the parliament, he took permission and he let him read. When he recited and he looked up, he saw all those hardcore atheists, the rivers of tears flowing from their eyes. This is the Quran Sharif. Suyyirat bihil jibal wa kullima bihil mauta, that this hardcore atheist, how it had moved them. This is, so the enjoyment, those who get the enjoyment of listening to Quran, reading Quran Sharif, and the more, and the, today also, the qiraat that we have, when there is some qiraat that is recited, when everyone, Allah, 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 all they say, when they say, when he takes a long breath, not for the tajweed, the makharij, the sifat, and pronouncing the huruf correctly, and making waqf properly. For that, nobody, what ilm we got. We don't even know that. But all, when he takes a long breath, then everyone. And on this also, Ajib, I'll just mention this also. And the narrator of this is a very strong person. First, one thing, friend of ours, Maulana Saeed, in Lilongwe in Malawi, told us that once he was invited to a Tasawwuf conference in Libya. So he thought, what am I going to do there? But anyway, free ticket, free hotel, and we'll go and see Libya. Chalo, let us go. So he went there. And then 99% of the participants in that conference were all Ahle Bid'at and Shirkiyat, people who worship graves, people who ask from the awliya their needs, who ask from the dead people, all shirk and kufr. And such tasawwuf, before Arab mashayikh say it's haram, we will say that is haram. All these wrong things. Anyway, then Maghrib namaz, Qaddafi himself made it. And he made sirri namaz. No, he didn't read anything. And all the media people were on the mimbar, all around the cameras and the videos and everything. If this is the tasawwuf conference, then if you call this the tasawwuf, Allah reward Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, who in our time has purified the tasawwuf and brought the tasawwuf and taught us what the tasawwuf actually is. Maulana said there isn't a single ayat in the Quran Sharif, a single hadith that hasn't got the tasawwuf. But people haven't understood the tasawwuf. What is the tasawwuf? That the knowledge you have, that you make amal on it. That is all. That your ilm, you make amal on it. Ma'lumat, what you know, you make it your ma'mulat. That is what is the tasawwuf. Islah, that is. It's not all seeing colors and getting fragrances and karamats and flying in the air. A fly also flies in the air. And walking on the water, a fish also swims in the water. So anyway, this happened here in Libya. Then a person who is absolutely reliable, Jamaat brother, those days when Australia, there wasn't the Dini environment which is today, there was no Dini environment. Very many years, about 50 years ago, they went with a ladies Jamaat. And they at one place, on a Sunday morning, also Ramzan's month, and Egypt had sent Mabuz, their Qurra, to recite Quran Sharif to the people. So he read about 11 o'clock, he was reading, and he finished off near Zohar time. Now Zohar namaz, no masjid also. So they said, okay, we'll make Zohar, it's Zohar time, it's Ramzan also. So they made, and the imam who was from Egypt, which is, well, logically it's not possible to believe, but the rawi is so true and genuine that we have to accept his words. And the rawi is Kolia from Stenger, who passed away. Haji Suleiman Kolia, he narrated this to us. You know what a man Haji Suleiman Kolia was? So he said that the imam in Zohar was reading loudly. Yeah, in Maghrib he was reading soft. There in Zohar he was reading loudly. Now to remind him that you have to read softly, they were saying Subhanallah. So he thought they're giving him tasjeed, they're enjoying his reading. So he's reading more with Josh also. So this is the condition of the ummah. So anyway, so with regard to the ears, that this music that we listen to, this also we should. And where involuntarily you have to listen. You are in the aeroplane, you are traveling in a bus, they put on the music. Hadhrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was traveling in India in a bus and music was playing. So he took out his tasbih and he started reading tasbih. In his tune he was reading his tasbih. So we can turn ourselves. That we don't listen to that. Our mind, like for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that if a person makes effort on not looking at haram and somebody comes and they pull your eyes open and put a woman or a picture of a woman, you'll see but you won't see anything. And the way this should be, Hadrat should explain, that like when you are traveling on a road and there are trees on the side, you just pass by the train, the train is passing. Your car, you're going at 150 kilometers per hour, 180. Those trees you are just passing, you're not seeing every leaf of the tree, anything. So when you have to pass women like this at airports, etc., let it be that nothing registers. You're just passing by. Not just that in one sight, everything of hers in detail. Her eyes file is open separately. Her nose is separately. And her thighs are separately. And her breasts are separately. No, that shouldn't be there. You just pass by. So if there's music also that is playing, that you don't pay any attention to it. You start making tilawat of Quran. You're not a hafiz. You can't read much. You got tasbih. Read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. So you don't pay attention to all these things. So that it doesn't register. Otherwise, it comes from the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They say, Al-ghina ruqiyatu zina. That music is the stepping stone to adultery, to fornication, to zina. When a person listens to music, it arouses the emotions in a person. This is all the plays of shaitan. And then a person now, he's wondering, I was reading Quran, I was in namaz, where the thought of zina came in my head? It is this music that brings this thought of zina in a person's mind. You are with your wife, and now suddenly you're thinking of another woman. Now you are in zina. Where does this listening to this music, and even if you are listening to it involuntarily, it has got also an effect. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that sometimes you have to take your medication and you forgot to take it, and your wife, while you are eating, finished, she put the tablet in your mouth, she gave you water. You drank it afterwards, you say, my medication? She said, but I gave it to you already. Without you knowing also, that medication will have an effect on you. Or Hadrat said that, for example, Aligarh University one time, all hostels, we have these children playing pranks on one another, the students. So they bought gulab jamun, and they injected in there a laxative, and they gave it to some students to eat. Now the person is running the whole night toilet. His laxative is running. So, and if you have to die in that, you won't get the guna of committing suicide. But the effect will take place. You're going to run the whole night to toilet. Though you didn't do it intentionally. You don't need niyat there. That if I take it as a laxative, then I'll run to toilet. The students put that laxative in your chocolate, in your sweets. Now you will be running toilet the whole night. So these, the music will have its effect. The eyes, what you are looking at, it will have its effect. But you can curb it by just the thought of keeping it out of you. You can curb it, but still it will have some effect. Try and for that reason also make shukr. Yeah, we are in the masjid, no music here. Yeah, no woman to look at here. No, haram. So if we have to fail, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, he said, those people who don't stay with me, my murids, if they have to fail on Qiyamah Day, my heart won't be sore. But those who are day and night with me, all the time, and they have to fail on Qiyamah Day, he said, then my heart will break. That those who had all the opportunity, who were with all the time, and we have to fail, then he said, that will break my heart. And that was most of our mashayikh, that is what eats them up. That they make so much effort on their murids, but the murid is still, like that example which I usually give, that one friend, elderly man, that he was a diabetic. And he was, he became one time so ill, they had to hospitalize him. And in the hospital, the nurses are monitoring everything, his food, everything, medicine, they are making sure. They themselves are giving it to him. But his sugar level is just going up. They just couldn't understand. It defied all the theories of all the of the whole world, that all the medicine, all the monitoring, control. But then when they found under his pillow, chocolate wrappers, that when he puts a blanket over, quietly he's eating chocolates. So like that, if we are now sitting here like now, we are very pious, but when we in our tents on our own, we put the blanket over and we take out the cell phone inside. Or we open this, the internet of the heart, and now we are going on such filthy sites which are not on the internet also. We are going on such filthy sites, then how can our treatment take place? So may Allah give us tawfiq. So this music is a very, very terrible thing. And shaitan's one of his main, his ammunition, his armament that he uses, one is by music. Woman he uses, music he uses to destroy people. And when the Dajjal will come, then Allahu Akbar. It comes in the, as little children, perhaps all of us, we had learned this, the Pied Piper of Hamelin, that used to sing his, blow his bugle, and everyone you see running out of the houses, the rats and the mice also running out, all following him. It comes in, and this is that they have played, that will be the Dajjal. When the Dajjal will come in, comes in the hadith, those men who want to protect the woman will have to fasten the woman with iron chains. Otherwise, that magnetic force will be such, everyone will follow the Dajjal. And all the muqaddamat, the introduction of the Dajjal, are open in front of us. Who stays away from the soccer, the World Cup? All the commentary. Who stays away from all the... There's all the Dajjal's workings, and everyone is caught up in it. Everyone is just going on to, whether it's Ramzan, not Ramzan, whatever it is, any festival, in the name of Deen, Eid night festivals, and Eid shopping, and what things, they are advertising, and all this, and the parties they are holding. One email that the people of one province, inviting the people of another province for Eid's night and for Eid's day. And they're going to have all these things, some pony rides and whatever it is. And the woman will be on top, man will be at the bottom, but the entrance is one. And that is just namesake, the woman will be on top and man will be at the bottom. We know in weddings also we maintaining strict parda. But when you go there, strictly they broke all the laws of parda. All those laws of parda are broken. So this is how shaitan has tricked us. In the name of Deen, how? What festivals, what shows in Durban they have in the name of Deen. And what things don't take place. So we have to be fair. If a person, and remember, this dunya, even a kafir's life will pass, a Muslim's life will pass, a dog's life will pass, a cat's life will pass. The real thing is the qabr. What will happen to us there? The day of Qiyamah. That is what we have to be concerned. So be concerned and of protecting ourselves, safeguarding ourselves from all this haram and all this filth. So anyway, the hearing of music is also totally haram. There is an instance written in the hadith. There was Zazan. He was a very good musician. And when he grew old now, he couldn't sing. He was croaking like a crow now. And nobody was prepared to listen to him. He couldn't play anymore. So he went into a qabr, empty qabr. And he was lying there helplessly. And now he wasn't getting money. Before, the people should give him money for all his shows and that. Allah ordered a person like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, go there, my banda is there, and go and see to him. When he went there, Allah made tawbah, and then Allah Ta'ala broke all his musical instruments, and he became a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Okay? So if we have got all the wrong things, we did wrong things, we got albums of all the music, etc., whatever the CDs or the whatever, destroy all this. Photos if we have got, family photos, our parents' photos, this is haram. And the worst haram is to have the photos of Buzurganeddin, of ulama. That is worse than having a naked woman's photo. Naked woman photo is haram, totally. But it is the guna of lust. And having Buzurg's photo is the guna of shirk. And that is much more worse. People with azmat, with reverence, they look at a Buzurg's photo. You look at a filthy woman's photo, what lust you look, which is also, it will destroy you. But you look at a buzurg, you look at what reverence and respect, which is part of ibadat. And that is shirk you will lead to. So many of us, we have got these photos. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when Ammi Jan, Hazrat's wife, had passed away, and it was confirmed she had passed away, immediately he called for her ID book and passport. And he cut it up immediately, the photo. He said, while she was living, we needed it. Now she has passed away, we don't need it anymore. And he cut it up immediately. So this is that we should have. May Allah give. And mashallah, there are many friends who had photo albums, or the wedding albums of the family, all the father, grandfathers. But when Allah gave them that taqwa and that understanding, they destroyed. And that is big jihad. Very, very big jihad you are doing. And the reward from Allah also is just accordingly. Inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. The people who are the doers of good, Allah does not destroy their reward. And this great good that you do, Allah, you will see yourself how your iman will make taraqqi. How you'll get the enjoyment of iman in your heart. Make this qurbani. So if we got musical albums, we got photo albums, destroy them all. Take the courage. And for that day's permission, phone home and tell them, my order, destroy that albums completely. Don't waste time, not a minute saying this guna, of this terrible guna. But today, the people have got photos, good people, 5-time namazis, photos of their grandchildren on the cell phone. Good people, you get shocked, they give you the phone, like, good person. Yeah, the phone call came, or yeah, you want to make a call, and you see the picture of a child on there. Hey, this is all totally haram. Or in the offices they got photos. In the homes we have got photos. We putting a no entry sign for Malaika of Rahmat. That no place for Malaika of Rahmat, you don't enter yet. The antenna of the TV, of the all other haram things is high up on the roof. That all a Malaika of Azab, this is you must come here. Shaitans all must come here. And Malaika of Azab, this is your place. And fear, Malaika of Rahmat, no entry for you. We ourselves, then we wonder where the problems are coming. And to solve the problems, we go more into haram. Now we are running to amils. Now we are to fake amils also. And everywhere else we are going. May Allah give us understanding and save us and purify our ears. Then we'll get enjoyment of Quran and zikr. Otherwise, where can we get enjoyment when our ears are so filthy and dirty? We can't get the proper enjoyment. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.